not you want to exchange if the exchange fitting his profit motive would also fit yours, and you can turn it down just as easily. Now, this applies to any kind of situation. Do you want to deal with your teenage son? Then you'd better find out first what motivates him, or he isn't even going to hear what you're saying. Since no one owes you anything, you have to make it profitable to him to give you whatever it is you want from him. Recognize that some individuals can't give you what you want, or perhaps they won't appreciate what it is you have to offer. These are the ones who fit into the bad or neutral category that I mentioned last week. You simply ignore them and look for people with whom you can have mutually profitable exchanges. Even if you realize the need for mutually profitable exchanges, you can still fall very easily into another trap, and that is to feel that the exchange will be quite satisfactory to you as long as you know you will profit and as long as you're satisfied the other individual has entered the exchange voluntarily, meaning that he did what he wanted to do, therefore the bargain is closed. But you must recognize that while individuals do make long-term decisions in advance, the daily decisions will be made on a much more marginal basis. Marginal meaning, what is the most profitable alternative for me today with things the way they are? So don't feel secure then in a contract, for instance, where you perform a service for a man today and then he must repay you over a long period of time. The marginal value of what you have given him today will disappear very quickly while he is still sweating out what he owes you. Now, a good example, I think, of this kind of tenuous situation is where you lend somebody money to put them through college, for instance, and the agreement is that they'll pay you back out of their earnings once they are out of college. Now, long after college is completed then, and the act of attending it is completely irreversible, too late to do anything about, the individual is still straining to make the repayments. Now, it isn't enough to say that the payments are now going to be made out of the higher income he is going to get as a result of going to college, because the situation is that the education has already taken place and can now not be reversed. It is no longer an issue because it cannot be lost to him. It is already his. For a more workable example, notice that when a bank lends money on a car, it always figures what the percentage is of the wholesale value of the car.